What makes the Smoky Mountain smoky?
Never thought about it.
The haze?
Haze. When you're up there in the mountains, it doesn't always seem quite so what?
Hazy.
Or?
Clear.
Or?
Dreary. Dark. Foggy.
Foggy, right. If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, we're having a...
dry spell.
What else?
Long, hot spell.
What would you...
A drought.
Drought, all right. The wind has been very gentle. It's gradually getting stronger. You say it's doing what?
The winter is getting...
The wind has been very gentle, and it's gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's doing what?
Blowing hard. Maybe.
Blowing hard. Would you say anything else you can think of you might call it? Would you ever say it's rising or coming up? Blowing?
No, it's just getting stronger.
Would you ever say breezing up fresh? If it's just the opposite, the wind has been strong and is getting weaker and weaker, you say it's doing what?
The wind's beginning to lay.
To lay? Anything else?
Beginning to stop.
To stop. All right. On a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it's cold, but not disagreeably cold, kind of weather you like to be out, and you say this morning is rather...
crisp or nippy.
Crisp or nippy. Anything else?
Nice and cool.
Nice and cool. That's most of them, I guess. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a...
frost.
Anything else?
That's all.
If it was a really bad one, what would you call it?
A freeze.
All right. If it were just a moderate one, not too bad, what would you call that?
Well, a frost... a frost usually gets a pepper. The ice doesn't get it, the cold doesn't. The frost usually does.
Uh-huh. Is a frost lighter than a freeze?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was so cold last night, you might say the lake did what?
The what?
The lake.
The lake froze.
Froze. Anything else you can say? It was so cold the lake...
froze over?
Froze over.
But a lot of times it doesn't freeze over here, though. We just have a little crust of ice around there.
And what do you call that?
Just got ice on the lake.
Would you ever say it scaled over?
No.
If it gets much colder tonight, you might say the pond might...
might freeze.
All right. If it had done this before you got there, what would you say?
The pond's already frozen.
All right. What do you call the room where guests are entertained?
The den or the living room.
What do you call the room where the family lives?
Family room.
If you have two such rooms, what do you call the better one?
Living room.
Do you ever call it anything else?
I don't call it the parlor.
You don't. Do you ever call it, can you think of any other rooms that you might call it?
No.
All right. What do you call the room used for special occasions?
We don't have such rooms.
I knew you were going to say that. I think that was from a bygone day when they had parlors and they had... can you think of any other rooms, names for rooms that perhaps your parents might have used? Would they have had a parlor?
Not at my house. We usually just lived in our living room, our parlor.
Uh-huh.
But some of my family did have a parlor and a sitting room, they called it.
Did they? Would you have ever called it the front room, your living room?
Yeah, front room.
Best room? Would you ever call it that? Or your keeping room? Big room?
No, front room, I think, suits.
Front room, I think we called our parlor sometimes. All right. Speaking of rooms and their height, you'd say this room is about 9 feet
tall.
Tall or
7 foot high.
All right. Would you make a floor plan?
That's all I've been doing for the past week.